And just to note that there is a, we do have a definition, even in our regs, about what is considered to be a biometric record. And we will, some examples of how that is being used in the education realm right now. I think I mentioned it, proctoring programs or analyzing biometric data, face recognition security systems in schools are using, would be an example of the use of biometric data. Thermal imaging, we'll talk a little bit about that for detecting body temperatures, is another technology that's now being used in the schools, especially when they're considering going back into the classroom during the COVID. So I think you can see that even with a broad definition of what is an education record, it's still very complex to try to figure out how to apply it to a virtual learning environment and to the various online apps and emerging technologies. But there's another aspect to the whole definition of education record, which has impacted how we've looked at, which has really impacted how we've tried to look at emails, for example, but in terms of how we would look at education records and what would be considered an education record, even in, especially in a virtual environment. And there was a Supreme Court case in 2002, the Owosso, it was the Owosso and Favo case versus Favo case. Just briefly, the question before the court in the Owosso case was whether peer graded classroom work and assignments are considered to be education records. Now, the court ruled that peer grading papers does not violate FERPA because the grades on students' papers would not be covered until at least the teacher had collected them and recorded them in his or her gradebook. So the court was very careful to note that it was limiting its holding to a very narrow point. As such, the court did not even opine on whether a teacher's gradebook is or is not an education record. However, even though that was a narrow ruling, if the court in dicta had an extensive discussion around, especially around what it means to maintain a record. And this has really had an impact on how we, at least at this point, and even though dicta is not the ruling of the court, you know, it is Supreme Court dicta, which gives it some weight. So it does come into play, though, when we're thinking about what it means to maintain a record. It really, and I think as I talk a little bit about this quickly, I think you'll see how this could impact how we would view information, PII, that may be in a virtual environment. So in summary, when they interpreted the term maintain, this court suggested that FERPA, there's some criteria what FERPA would really cover. And they concluded basically that records that are preserved for an institutional purpose by a single central custodian and in a file cabinet or permanent secure database in a central location with a single record of access. Now, while the court generally, all the members of the court agreed in principle that we're talking about preserving institutional records for an institutional purpose. That I think they all agreed. However, there was some disagreement on the concept about single custodian versus and filed in a permanent secure location by a single point of contact. Actually, in Scalia, he separately stated he could not agree with that argument, and he recognized in his discussion that this is just not the way the schools typically maintain their records. And I think Scalia had a great point there, because we all know that that's not necessarily the way all records are maintained, not in a central file cabinet or in a permanent secure data centrally located with a single record of access. So it's really this whole concept of what it means to maintain has had a great impact in how we even look at in the physical school environment, but also in the virtual. And just to complicate it, in 2009, there's the Tulare case, which is out of the Eastern District of California. In that case, the court concluded that the California Department of Education was correct in its assertion that only emails that it printed out and kept in a student's permanent file were maintained under FERPA. So it took even almost a more narrow view than even the Supreme Court case. And while the decision in Tulare is not binding throughout the nation, other federal courts have been persuaded by this rationale. And we do know that there are many educational agencies and institutions across the country that have adopted the Tulare position. And we've never really officially, even as a department, have not really addressed this directly. But again, if you think about it in the virtual world, how are you going to, how would you even